This is part two of lesson five. In 5.05, we are going to do more practice reading. The first word, Aleph with a patach is ah. Hey with a chatef patach is ha. Vet with a kamatz and a hey is va. Remember, by default, the last syllable is the accented syllable. So we'll put this word together. Aleph with a patach, ah. Hey with a chatef patach, ha. So we have ah, ha. And vet with a kamatz and a hey, va. So try and put that to those three syllables together. Good. Ahava. Ahava. Okay, please repeat. Ahava. The next word is Aleph with a chatef patach. Again, ah. Dalet with a kamatz, da. Mem with a kamatz and a hey, ma. So when we put that together, it would be Adama. Adama, please repeat. Good, Adama. Now for the third word, what I'm going to do is I'm going to tell you the consonant and the vowel, and I would like for you to tell me the sound. Okay, so the third word is a hey and a kamatz. And what would be that sound? Ha, good. And the next letter is Aleph with a chatef patach. Ah, good. Now we're going to put those two together. Hey with a kamatz, Aleph with a chatef patach. How would that sound? Ha, ah, good. Now we have a dalet with a kamatz, mem with a kamatz, and a hey. So the dalet with a kamatz would sound like what? Da, good. And the mem with a kamatz and a hey is ma, good. So now let's put these together. Ha, ah, da, ma. Good. Okay. Let's say it together. Ha-adama. Ha-adama. Now for number four, we have a hey with a chatef patach. And what does that sound? Ah, good. Then we have a tet with a kamatz and an aleph. And what would be that sound? Ta. So how would you say that word altogether? Chata. Chata. And now for the next word, we have an aleph with a chatef patach. And that sound? Ah, good. And then the sheen. Remember, it's a sheen because the dot is on the right. A sheen with a sagol and a resh. Share. Okay, now you try and put it together. A share. Very good. Okay, so now for number six, we have a chet and a patach, and that sound? Cha. Remember, it's not ka, it's cha. It's like you're clearing your throat. Ha. And then we have a tet with a tsere and a feisofit. Remember, a feisofit is just like a fe, only it comes at the end of the word. And the feisofit sound is f. So let's put a tet with a tsere and a feisofit together. That would be tef. Tef. Now we're going to add the cha in front of it, and it would be chatef. Chatef. That's the Hebrew way of writing this word that we've been talking about, the chatef segol and chatef patach and so on. So that word is chatef. Now for the seventh word, you read the first consonant and the vowel. It's a yud and a patach, and that is yah. Okay, and the next consonant and vowel? Ein with a chatef patach is a. And then, so those two together would be ya-a. And the third consonant is a sin. A sin. Remember, a sin has the dot on the left, and it's a s sound. So we have a sin with a segol and a hey. So it's se. Okay, you try saying that word all together. Ya'aseh. Ya'aseh. Good. And now, on the next word, we have an aleph with a chatef segol. And what does that sound? Eh, good. And then a mem with a segol, that's right, and a tav. Met. Now, we remember that the rule, if there are two segols in a row, the first one gets the accent. However, in this word, they're not two full segols because the first one is a chatef segol. So that doesn't count as two in a row. So the accent will still be on the last syllable. So it will be emet. Emet. Hear the difference? Instead of emet, it's emet. So please say emet. And now for the next word, we have a chet with a chatef patach. And what does that sound? Cha, that's right. And then we have a zain with a patach and a kuf. Zak. And let's put those two together. Can you try it first? Chazak. That's right. Say chazak. Not kazak, but chazak. Chazak. Sometimes people get into the habit of making the guttural sound like a K, but they're not. So just practice, and you can do it. Chazak. Chazak. And the last word is a vet with a segol. And that sound is ve, yes. And then we have an aleph with a chatef segol. E. So we have ve-e. And the final syllable is a mem with a kamatz and a tzadeh sofit. How would you say that? Matz. Matz. Now let's say this word all together. Ve-e-matz. Ve-e-matz. And now we're going to put these last two words together to mean be strong and of good courage. The first one is chazak, and the second word is ve'ematz. Chazak ve'ematz. That's a wonderful, wonderful word, to be strong and of good courage. And that comes from Deuteronomy 31, 6, 7, 23. It's many, many places in the Torah. So I encourage you to learn that phrase. Let's say it again. Chazak ve'ematz. Good. Chazak ve'ematz. Now going to 5.06. We're going to read Joshua 1:9b in Hebrew. I think you'll recognize it. The first word is chet with a chatef patach. cha, and the second syllable is a zayin with a patach and a kuf. Chazak. And the last word is vet with a segol, aleph with a chatef segol, a mem with a kamatz and a tzadeh sofit. Remember, tzofits hang generally, all except for the mem. They all hang below the line, so they're easy to recognize. So this word is ve'ematz. Ve'ematz. So let's say this together. Chazak ve'ematz. Chazak ve'ematz. And now we're going to introduce Hebrew syllables. Every syllable begins with a consonant and has one vowel. So no syllable can start with a vowel. They all start with a consonant and have one vowel. Not two vowels, but only one. And there are two types of Hebrew syllables. One is open and the other is closed. Open syllables begin with a consonant and end with a vowel. So all it is a consonant and a vowel. A closed syllable begins and ends with a consonant and has one vowel between the two consonants. So in other words, a closed syllable is consonant, vowel, consonant. Here's an example. This word is ahav. Aleph with a kamatz. Okay, that's the first syllable. Okay, it's starting with a consonant and ending with a vowel. So that would be open. Ah. And now the next syllable, remember it has to start with a consonant. It starts with a hey, and then has a patach and a vet. Hav. Hav. So that would be closed. Because we have consonant, vowel, consonant. So this word is ahav. It has two syllables. An easy way to recognize how many syllables are in a word is to count the vowels. So with ahav, we see it has a kamatz and a patach. So how many syllables would that be? That's right, it would be two, because we have two vowels. So that will help you on identifying them. Now we're going to 5.08, and the first word is yad, yad, and it's spelled yud kamatz dalet. So is that going to be open or closed? Good, it's going to be closed because it starts with a consonant, then has a vowel and ends with a consonant. So that would be closed, yad. Repeat after me, yad. Now we're going to the next word, and it is aleph with a kamatz and a chet. So it is ending with a consonant, right? So that means it's going to be closed. Ach. Ach. How many vowels are in ach? One. That's right. Now for the next word is gimel, kamatz, gimel. Do you think that would be open or closed? You're right. It's going to be closed because it ends with a consonant. So we have gag, gag. Now for the next word, we have aleph, kamatz, vet. Good, good. You said it very well. Av. How many vowels are in that word? One, yes. And is this word going to be open or closed? Remember, every syllable has to have a vowel. This is going to be a closed syllable because it has only the consonant, the vowel, and it ends with the consonant. Okay, let's do a few more practices. And on this next word, it is ahav, ahav. How many vowels are there? Two, good. They are the kamatz and the patach. So that means they're going to be two syllables. That's correct. And remember, every syllable has to start with a vowel. So we have an aleph and a kamatz. Is that open or closed? It's open, that's right, because it ends with a vowel. So that's ah. And now for the next syllable is a hey, a patach, and a vet. Hav. Ahav. Please repeat. Ahav. And the next word also starts with an aleph and a kamatz. So there are how many syllables in this word? Two. A kamatz and a patach. That's right. So the aleph and the kamatz are open. That's right. And then we have the vet, the patach, and the dalet. Vad. So is that open or closed? Vad. You're right. It's closed because it ends with a consonant. And for the next word, how many syllables? That's right, there are two. And this word is pronounced chagag. Chagag. Do you hear the two syllables? Chagag. So the first one is a chet with a kamatz, and that's pronounced cha. Is that open or closed? It's open. And the second syllable is a gimel, a patach, and a gimel. Is that going to be opened or closed? Closed, that's right. Because why? It ends with a consonant. So I'll say this word first, and then please repeat after me. Chagag. Chagag. Good. Now we're going to go down to the last word, which is dalet with a kamatz, vet with a kamatz, and a resh. So how many vowels are there? There are two vowels. So that means there are how many syllables? Two. Okay, what do you think the first syllable would be? Dalet with a kamatz. Da, that's right. Now the next syllable would be vet, kamatz, and resh. Is that syllable open or closed? It's closed because it ends with the resh. And the final part of this lesson is a brief introduction to the accent marks. The accent marks are are called cantillation marks also. The Masoretic text is regarded as the authoritative text of the Hebrew canon of the Tanakh, which is also called the Old Testament. In the 600s AD and later, the Masoretic scribes added vowels and other marks to the Hebrew letters to ensure accurate pronunciation. Why did they do that? Because originally there were no vowels. And everybody goes, oh my gosh, that would be so hard to read. Yeah, it is. It's a challenge. But I ask you, how many times have you driven down the street and tried to read license plates? You know, we can get them maybe 50% of the time, maybe a little more, a little less. But why can we guess even and get even 50%? It's because we know English and we know how to pronounce words. It's the same thing with Hebrew. Once you learn the words, you're not so dependent upon vowels. However, Jews became very assimilated and quit speaking Hebrew, so they weren't sure how to pronounce the words. So that's why the Masoretes in the 600 to about 1000 went through and added vowels to all of the letters, for which we are so grateful. And how did they do it? The Masoretes added dots and dashes above or below a consonant to indicate how it was to be pronounced or accented. These marks serve many functions and go by various names. However, for the purpose of this course's learning to read Hebrew, we will refer to them as accent marks. In this brief introduction to accent marks, our goal is for you to be able to distinguish between vowels and accent marks. A really easy way to do it is if you see a mark above or below or of a letter and you think, well, I don't know what that one is, that's going to be an accent mark. And why is the accent mark important? It's because it tells you where the emphasis falls. And just to repeat on one of the words we just had with daber is a different word, but with davar, that it is pronounced davar. Hear the accent? Davar. It's not davar. Davar would have the accent on the first syllable. This is davar. So where do you think the Masoretes would put the accent? That's right. It would be above the vet. Davar. So that way you know beyond a doubt. So congratulations. You've made it through lesson 5 and you've done a great job. I encourage you, listen to this until it becomes really second nature. Blessings.